speak. Just continue to worship the Lord. You can keep your eyes closed. You can kneel. You can bow. You can stand. You can hold your arms in the air. Position yourself to receive.
Result.
going? How can they just keep going in this darkness? How can they, not give up hope? You know, and I think many have, and they've just accepted their state of darkness. That's all they know. That's all they can see. And why? Why is that all that they see? Is it because the light that's in me is not shining bright enough? Maybe it's because the light that's in me, I'm trying to hide it because I'm afraid to let that light shine. And I realize something about myself, and that is that I am not giving my best to the Lord. So I began to look at myself. Decided that there are a few things that I need to receive from the Lord in order to give my best life to Him. And I want to share these things with you, and I want us together to pray this morning to receive these things so that we can give our best to God. Because He so deserves. Quickly, I'll give you 1 minute to pray. Pray your best prayer. Pray with power and pray with authority. sometimes giving our best to the Lord is as simple as saying, Lord, I know that I haven't been giving my best that I want to, but this is the best that I can give you right now. Lord, I want to give you the best. I know that I should, but I just can't follow through on it. Lord, I need the desire from you, not just the knowledge that I should. Lord, I need the desire that comes from you. Lord, I need a revelation of your love, because it's that love that will motivate me. That will motivate me to give you the best that I have. to receive those things, then when you are in the presence of the Lord, don't be passive. Be aggressive. Go after. Apprehend God's blessings. Go and get what the Lord has for you. Worship. Nothing left in you because you've already laid it all out on the table throughout the week. But I tell you, if you push yourself, if you give the Lord your best in worship, you will receive what you need. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about great men. What does it take to become great? What does it take to become like David? What does it take to become like Solomon? To become like Shaul? Because I look at their lives and it was one crisis, one challenge. Because when we start to do great things, we're going to have an opposition. And if we're avoiding opposition all our lives, we're going to accomplish nothing. If we're going to accomplish great things, we're going to need vision from the Lord. Clear vision. This is the next thing that we need to give God our best. We need vision from Him. Because the vision that we can have ourselves is so limited because our perception is so limited. God sees everything, but when we reach the limits of what we see, that's where we begin to define what's impossible. But God can see beyond those things. He created everything, and for Him to do the impossible is nothing. It is nothing for Him. What God sees for you, the vision that He has for us, is so much bigger. It's so much higher. It goes so much further than we can ever imagine. And in fact, if we were able to see it, we would lose our minds. But you know that God created us with the end in mind. He saw what He created us knowing and intentionally creating us to be a specific thing. He created us with intention. He intentionally defined what our capabilities will be because He had a vision for our life, a vision for what He would accomplish through us. And so we need to ask God to give us that revelation. We need to get closer to the Lord so that He can share the vision that He has for us. He can share God's vision so that we can also have a greater vision for the people around us. How easy is it to write people off? But aren't you grateful that the Lord hasn't written you off? I am. We've got to stop writing people off, and we've got to start getting a greater vision for them than they have for themselves. And that's going to come. This is something that I want us to pray for right now. Worship team, you can just begin to intercede for this, receiving God's vision. Receiving God's vision. If you feel like you've been going in circles in your life, and you've been, you've been getting through it, but you're wondering where you're going, and you want to have a great purpose, then you can raise your arms up. And you can say, Lord God, reveal to me your purpose for my life. I don't want to just get through it. I want to work wonders in your name. Lord, give me the vision. Reveal to me your vision for my life. Reveal to me your vision for my life. Do you guys know that Yeshua said that we're going to do greater miracles than he did? We're going to do greater miracles than Yeshua did. He commanded us to do that. So we've got to lock on to the vision of the Lord. We've got to start believing that he created us with the capability to work greater miracles than Yeshua did. And Lord, we want to work these miracles in your name. We want to be filled with power. We want to expand your kingdom on this earth. Give us the vision that we need, Lord. Reveal to us what we are capable of doing. Build up our belief. Build up our faith. Because this is the next thing that we need to give you our best. We need faith that when we see the vision that you have for us, that we can step out and in faith do what we thought to be impossible. Faith allows us to move forward in spite of the obstacles that we see and in spite of the solutions that we don't see. God responds to our trust with his faithfulness. Our faith is made strong so that we can look at an even more impossible situation and see how possible it is. The scriptures say that trusting is being confident of what we hope for and convinced about things we do not see. And without trusting, it is impossible to be well-pleasing to God. Without trusting, it is impossible to please God. If you do not trust him, he is not pleased with you. And everything that we do will be in vain. Because whoever approaches him must trust that he does exist. And that he becomes a rewarder to those who seek him out. If we are giving God our best and pursuing to give him our best, it's going to be something bigger and grander than we could conceive with our own minds. And so it's going to require faith. It's going to require that when we see things that we don't understand how to walk through, when we don't see what the next step is, that we simply step and trust, because he will reward our trust with faithfulness, and he will show us the next step, just like Brian was showing earlier, that as he's walking forward, that got to move in faith. Moving in faith is part of it. Solid resolve. What is resolve? Resolve is not simply a decision. It's not simply desire. It's not simply saying, God, I really want to do this, so I'm gonna try. It's saying, I will do this. Resolving is deciding to be victorious before the opposition comes. Deciding to be victorious, because when opposition comes in front of us, it's not that we're leaving it up to chance as to whether we're gonna make it. It's that that we see opposition and we say, I'm gonna do whatever it takes to get through this victoriously. I'm gonna make myself a vessel for God's victory. You know, when we look at the world and we see how much, how little impact we have as believers. And, you know, it's not because God is powerless. Satan is out there doing his work, and the Lord can put a stop to whatever he is doing at any moment. If only there was a person who would make himself a vessel. Only there is a person who will say, Lord, I'm seeing the work of the adversary over there, and I want you to show me what to do to counter and defeat that effort. Offering our best to God will require a fight against ourselves, our flesh, our fears. It will require a fight against the world. And it requires a fight against the adversary. If we're going to be victorious, we've got to resolve to do the small things that are necessary to be victorious. The small things. And I say small, but they're the most important things. Really, that the right word is the things we need to do continuously, like being with the Lord, praying for our brothers and our sisters, being faithful in our responsibilities. Because when we do these things, it will position us to be used by the Lord at any moment. At any moment, the Lord can say, there's a person over there who needs healing. Go pray for them now. And we will hear it, we will respond, we will know what to pray, and we will have victory. I really want to emphasize the importance of praying for one another, because this is why we come together. This is a house of prayer. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where God moves in his power when we pray for one another, when we lay hands on one another, and we pray what that person didn't even know they needed prayer for. Officially close the service, I would like people who would like prayer to remain. We will remain and pray for you, because worth it? Why is it worth it to give God the best? He is worthy to receive the best. The world is lost and seeking. And the only way that they're going to see the Lord is two possibilities. That God supernaturally reveals himself to them, or that they see him through us. And the way that they're going to see him through us is when we set ourselves apart from the world by giving our best. It's worth it to give God our best because God is moving. And I want to be a part of what he is doing. I don't want to sit on the sidelines and see the miracles of God just go by. I want to bless the Lord by being a part of what he's doing. I want to bless the people that I love by being a part of what he is doing. I want to bless his people. I want to bless our Jewish people. I want to bless our Jewish people because that is where the heart of God is in these days. Let me tell you something. There is no time to lose. We have such a wonderful congregation. We have such a wonderful rabbi. And it is so easy to sit and just watch and just experience the wonderfulness, the wonder of what is happening. But you know what? Our precious rabbi will not be rabbi forever. When he is done, who is going to pick it up and move forward? Let's say in 15 years, it's time for our rabbi to rest. Look at what he's accomplished in the 3 years that he's been here. It's been a lot. And imagine how much he's going to accomplish between now and then. So multiply what he's done times five, and then up it some. And that's where we'll be when it's time for him to rest. If there are not people who are at the place that he is at that point, then we're going to regress. This seems to be on the horizon of the Messianic movement. There are so few that have been groomed and trained to move in. You know, the same guys that were pioneers in the movement, writing music prophetically, leading congregations, building congregations. That was 30, 35 years ago. And they're still the same guys. Where is my generation? Expecting the best from my generation, from your children. You've got to believe in them. You've got to equip them. Because the days are not going to get easier. They're going to get real. God has begun a new beginning. New beginning. Just down the road in Lakeland, you know what's happening. The deaf are hearing, the blind are seeing, the lame are walking, and people are rising up from the dead. God is preparing his people for the end days. God is preparing us for what is to come. is happening. This is preparation. This is something new, because what he's doing now is not temporary. It's got to be permanent. It's a foundation. He's building a foundation for the next new thing that he's got to do. Because in the last days, you know, all we hear about the last days is God's wrath. God's wrath and the power of the enemy. But you want to know something? In the last days, God is going to be exercising his saving power. His saving power. And if you want to be a part of that, if you want to be a part of that new beginning, I mean, do you? Do you want to be a part of ushering the salvation of the Lord into this earth? Of being the light that people need to see when there's darkness all around? When Satan is let loose? When he's given all power? And when God is judging? How it's all going to work out, but you know, I hope for the best, but I'm planning for the worst, and I want to be ready. I want to be filled with his spirit, and I want to be moving in power. So if you want to be part of this new beginning, then you need to let go of all inhibition that's coming from the fear of men. You need to grab hold of the empowerment and the authority that comes from walking in the fear and the adoration of Adonai. We need to resolve to honor and glorify God, giving him our best moment by moment, shining the light of hope and inspiring awe of God through the authority and power in which we influence and change the lives of people around us. Authority and power. Do you realize that God gave us his best when he gave Yeshua? He gave up the best that he could give and gave his perfect son, his Messiah for the world, and put him on a tree to die for us. Why did he do that? Why did he do that? It was so that we could become vessels of his glory and draw people to him. It is the role of the body of Messiah to prepare the world for the troubles to come, so that they have the understanding necessary to choose him in the last days. In the last days, Hasatan is going to flex his muscles. He's going to show his power. But God, the God of Israel, is going to flex his muscles and put his great overcoming and saving power on display through his people. And everywhere we go, spiritual victory and triumph will follow in the wake of the anointing and the authority he has given us, and that he has given to the body of his son, the Messiah. Lord, we want to be vessels of your victory. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. God, we do not want to leave here the same. We want to leave here changed. We want to leave here not with just a fill-up. We want to leave here with new spiritual power that's going to stay with us, that's going to propel us forward, that's going to change the lives of the people that we love, the lives of the people that you put in our paths. Lord, we want to be filled with your power. Lord, you know, it's almost time for Shavuot and that pouring out of your Holy Spirit. It's a time of revelation. You gave us your word, and you gave us your son. You gave us your spirit, Lord. Reveal to us your power. Reveal to us your vision. Fill us, Lord. Fill us, Lord. Fill us, Lord. Because the storm is coming. We've got to be ready.